As we begin our Fijian Language Week celebrations on Pacific Day, it is a very warm welcome to Pastor Eronin Daonrambo from the South Auckland Fijian AOG in Otahuhu, who will lead our devotion for Monday. Nisa ambolo vinaka tala tala, vinaka vakalevu. Thank you.
Thank you, Nisa ambolo vinaka, Brian. Thank you so much. Vinaka vakalevu. Thank you for having me on your show today. And I would like to say mula vinaka to all your listeners and all the members of our Pacific community that are tuning into this wonderful radio station. We are truly blessed to be served with such a great station, and we are so blessed in this country. To my people from the beautiful islands of Fiji, ni Sambola, ni Mata Vinaka Mai, ni Andra Vinaka, kila ni dana maro takamata kere tiko. Na mava sa sulitingo vikenda menda maru takina na nonda vosa bagaitu kei. We are truly blessed. And before we go on today, I would like, first of all, to acknowledge the people of the land also, the tangata whenua, kia ora, and to all our people that I cannot acknowledge you in our own beautiful languages. I think that's good enough for all of us just to greet each other on the people of the land's greetings this morning, or this afternoon. Nisa Bulabinaga Kiora. To the organizing committee of our Fijian Language Week, I would like to acknowledge them as well. Such a great theme that they put up for us this year. Anongu Bosa Naivakande Inongu Tiko Binaka. My language provides stability to my well-being. Such a great theme. And I would like us to start first with a short word of prayer, and then I will read to us a verse that I would like to say a few words along that line, supports our theme this year, before I close again in a word of prayer. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for such a wonderful privilege that we have to connect and to listen and to hear each other, Lord. And today, such a great day. Thank you, Lord, for this program. Thank you for Brian and the 531 PI who is hosting, oh God, this wonderful platform for us to share our Fijian language with other people of New Zealand right now, Lord, our Pacific community and the communities of New Zealand. So we commit this time in your hands. We ask for your leadership, your guidance, oh God, throughout this program today and throughout this week, for your name to be honored. We praise and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The verse that I shared this morning, and I would like to share on that again, Psalm 119, verse 105, which says, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's the verse I thought would be good for us to open our Fijian Language Week this week. It's a very interesting verse talking about how the words can be used to be the lamp for our feet and to be the light for our path. We are on a journey. We are all in a journey, people from Fiji on a journey. Our Pacific Island people, we are all in a journey. We are in a journey right now in the midst of a darkness sort of surrounding us, and we need to understand that the light is very much needed in our journey so that we may be able to be on the safe track, so that we may be able to know where we are walking and to be assured that our final destiny can be reached. This verse in Psalm 119, verse 105, had been speaking loudly in my spirit when I was asked to come into this year's Fijian Language Week. And when the psalmist says that thy word, O God, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, I can relate myself very easily to the psalmist when he says this, because I was once walking in darkness and I was not too sure what will be my final destiny. So the importance of the word or language that we use, it's very important that we understand that, because when we use the words that we use in whatever context, it can lighten up our lives and it can bring forth a lot of insight and a lot of wisdom and a lot of confidence for us to reconcile our differences and reconcile our conflicts and bring us together in unity in a very strong way and enable us to navigate our journey as a community, as a people, as an individual, as a family, in a very challenging situation environment that we are in right now. And to me, this is not a new biblical truth in the book of Psalms. If you look back into the book of Genesis, when God created the whole universe that we are now enjoying living in, the very first thing that God did when you and I know that God spoke and things came to being. But the very thing that God did when he spoke the word, he said, let there be light. Before all the other creations of God were created, the first thing that God said, let there be light. So when light is there, then all the other parts of creations can come in a uniform structure that can put the planet Earth in a very balanced way that we are now all enjoying it, living in. I believe that's very important. Now we are talking about the issue of climate change and all these different kinds of issues that are affecting, you know, human life today. But I believe it's very important for us to address the issues of the significance of using our languages, using our words appropriately in the right way, in the right manner, that will enable us to move forward in a way, I believe, that can bring about exploits in a positive way, that will help us as individuals, as a family, as a community, to build together and move forward together with great confidence. Hallelujah. I'm a true believer of this, and I'm so thankful that the word of God is very clear. It's very clear. Here the psalmist is just reminding us, people from the Pacific, people of whichever nation. Here in New Zealand, we are so blessed to be reminded that the word of God can lighten up our lives, can bring us together, can open up the minds of our young generation, and can place us in a much better position to navigate our journey, again, in a very safe manner. Even though the world is so dark and a lot of chaos and a lot of uncertainties, but with the word of God, or even with our languages, you know, that we share, that's the means of communication. You know, when the Bible says vosa, or word, it refers to, in the context of God using words to convey his message. So us in our ethnic groups, our languages, that can be used as a means of communication to convey the message that will enable us to move forward together, move our people together, navigate our people, our community together in the right way. That's why the theme for us is a Fijian community this year. It's so, I'm excited about it. I'm so thankful. I believe our organized must be praying hard about this theme. It's very true. My language provides stability to my well-being. And when I say well-being, there are many different aspects: our spiritual well-being, our cultural well-being, our social well-being, our health well-being, our economic or business well-being. So the appropriate use of our language in this different context, I believe, will enable us to build us together in a holistic manner, in a complete way that will make our progress very, very exciting. Doesn't matter whatever community group you belong to. It's just so important for us to know that the right use of our languages, of the word that we use, can bring forth a great positive impact in our lives. Despite of this, the middle of this pandemic that we're in now, despite of this global lockdown that is happening, there is power in the words that we use. There is power in our language. Hallelujah. There is power in the way that we can communicate effectively with other people. There are moments that we probably need to silence. This can be the moment that God just wants us to be silent for a moment and just see what he has already provided for us. So for me, I take this time to be a moment for me to draw closer to God and to see what he has already provided in his word for me, enable me to navigate the community that I lead, my family, and the people that I'm surrounded with in the right way for the glory of the Lord's name. So I leave those thoughts with you today, and I'll lead us again in a word of prayer. I believe and I trust that you are blessed by that short sharing with you today. So let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you. I thank you, God, for giving us this time to share together, Lord, what you want us to share. And I believe, Lord, that I've shared from the depth of my heart what you place in my heart. with the people, Lord, that are listening, with the listeners of God that are listening right now. And I pray, God, that this word, Lord, will find lodging places, Lord, in their hearts, will resonate well, Lord, in them, will help them, Father, to navigate their lives in the midst of this chaos, in the midst of darkness, Lord, that they face in their own context. I trust, God, that your word will continue, Father, to bring forth light that will enable them, Father, Lord, to live a safe and a prosperous life here while waiting, oh God, for the day that you've assured us that you're going to return to be with your people forever. Thank you, Father, for today. Thank you once again for the 531 PI. Thank you for our communities. Oh God, today and this week, we commit, oh God, our lives in your hands. May your name be forever praised. In Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Amen.
Pastor Eronindam Rambo from the South Auckland Fijian AOG in Otahuhu in Auckland. Vinakavakalevu talatala. We've been so blessed this afternoon, and enjoy the rest of your week. Loloma. Thank you.
Naka.